Hello and a warm welcome to this week's episode of the Blue Toon Podcast. We continue with our special interviews, and I'm pleased to say this week we are joined by midfielder Jack Brown. Jack will discuss his move to Peterhead, his early career with Inverness, and gives us his thoughts on the new season.
Right, joining me this weekend is one of Peterhead's newest stars, having joined the club back in January from Highland League side Rothes. It's Jack Brown. Jack, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Thanks. Yourself?
Not too bad. Very much appreciate taking the time out. This is obviously, we're recording this during the off season. So, are you enjoying your time off at the moment, or is it still work as normal?
I'm really enjoying it, actually. I'm managed to get home a bit more. You know, I worked through in Aberdeen, actually, but I was born in Inverness, so most of my family are through here. So getting a chance to come home every weekend, you know, it's good for me right now. Like,
you're still keeping yourself fit as well, or is that in the back burner at the minute?
No, after the last game, I took a week, about a week and a half off, just kind of reset, you know, mentally and physically.
Yeah.
But for the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been, you know, really working hard, trying to make sure I'm ready for that first game against Aberdeen.
I guess nowadays players are slightly different to maybe what they were, sorry, 20, 30 years ago, when you would go away and maybe put on a stone and a half or 2 stone and then come back getting ready for pre-season. I guess you guys are a bit more professional, even at a part-time level.
Yeah, well, I was full-time for 2 years when I was younger, so I know about trying to keep fit during the off-season. You know, we've got to get physios and sports scientists and whatever, so I did have an idea. So even I'm going on holiday with a few of my friends and stuff, so I'll be watching what I'm eating and drinking while I'm over there, you know.
Before we get into too much, I just want to get the elephant in the room out of the way. You are the fourth Brown that joined the squad. That obviously would have been very rare. How much was kind of a bit of stick, or was there a bit of banter with the lads after you joined in January?
Yeah, it was a bit of banter. I think it was a photo in the paper of a said something about Browns in it, and I got a bit of stick. Work, I was getting a bit of stick for it.
But they just having the last same name, but the initials as well, there's 3 JBs.
I know. Well, actually, I kind of knew of Jason from Inverness anyway, and I trained with Jordan at Cove. I went trial there, so I knew of them anyway. But yeah, a bit of banter between the boys, but it was...
Does that make training a bit of a nightmare then? Is that shouting Brown, or do you just get nicknames?
Yeah, it does actually. And they try to avoid the same teams if there's a... if you can, like, but yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah. So as I said, you joined in January, you got 13 appearances, you got yourself 2 goals as well. How would you assess that sort of first 5 months as a Peterhead player?
I'd say when I first joined, I had no idea what to expect, to be honest. I never got to play this level. I was obviously with Inverness, but I only made one appearance, which was 6 minutes in the Championship, I think. So coming to this level was a bit of a shock to me. I'm going to lie, I thrown in for a start in my first game against Alloa. So I knew it would take time, though.
Yeah. You know?
But I was always confident in myself that I'd be able to get up to the speed of things, which I still think there's more to come for me, to be honest. You know, I always aim to get better, and that's, you know, I think I will.
What was your sort of expectations of joining the team in January? Did you expect to play as much, or what was your sort of expectations?
I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. I knew there'd be good players there. I didn't know much about the players. I knew a few, Jason and Jordan, were there just from knowing them before. But apart from that, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I came in and seen how, you know, how impressive some of the players were, you know, that gave me an idea of how tough it would actually be. But like I say, that's what I wanted. I wanted to challenge myself. You know, I could have maybe just stayed and with Rothes in the Highland League, but I said to myself, I wanted to challenge myself, which, like I say, I'm really happy with my decision so far.
Yeah, it was a difficult period for the club in terms of results. Not when you joined, did you notice it was a difficult sort of period? Was the morale low amongst the players at the time?
Yeah, that's the thing. So I knew about a month before I'd say that I was coming.
Okay.
I actually got COVID quite bad before I came, so I stayed a wee bit longer to make sure I was ready. And I still think it was actually affecting me at the start a wee bit.
Mm.
But when I came in, the morale was, you know, you couldn't notice they were losing. It was a really good bunch of boys. I know a few boys have, it's a bit disappointing. But even the group of boys that are still there is, you know, still a good group of boys there.
Could you believe how far down the league we were at that time? You know, because obviously the results weren't going our way, but obviously you would have seen the guys play in training every day or twice a week, whatever it was. Could you believe just how bad things were going?
Well, no, I've got loads of friends that still play for Inverness and Rothes and whatnot, and I'd be going to them saying, I can't believe where they are in the league, to be honest. You know, and they were saying to me, how come you keep losing games? I don't think anyone could put a finger on it at the time. Just things weren't going the way, that's all I could say. But the standard of player, I was really surprised at the time.
And I guess the last six or seven games, everything just sort of seemed to click at the right time.
Seemed to be after Falkirk. I think it was after Falkirk, we just kept, you know, things were going our way. I think Sai came back as well, which was a big help. You know, I really enjoyed playing with him as well. But it was after that Falkirk game, I think, that we started to switch on, sort of, and make sure we weren't conceding silly goals and, you know, doing things right. And, like I say, things start going your way and you get a run together. It can be, you know, really good.
Yeah, you mentioned the Falkirk. Your both goals were in 1-0 wins, one against Falkirk, one against East Fife. Was it pleasing to get a goal that early in your period career?
Oh, I was absolutely delighted with it. It was actually on the day of my old man's birthday. So to get a goal on that day as well, especially, I think I played right wing that day, which is something I'm not too used to. So I was a bit nervous. You know, I was a bit nervous in the first game. But as I grew into the game, getting more touches on the ball, you know, naturally I just started to come inside more a wee bit. Instead of staying out wide, just something, you know, I'm going to do if I'm playing it right. Just naturally, but that game does seem to be a bit of a turn for us to go on and get better results.
Could you have gotten an easier goal for your first one, or was it more difficult because it was slightly an angle?
And it's not the best goal I've ever scored, but you know, I still think to get ahead of the left back was you know, had to be pretty sharp to get ahead of him.
Yeah,
but and then I think it went through the keeper's legs. But like I say, I was absolutely buzzing with it because that was my. A week.
And your goal against East Fife was a good team goal, a couple of one touches around the box.
Yeah, I was playing more centrally that game, behind the striker kind of for the first bit, before I think it was Andy McCarthy who came off, so I went a bit deeper. But before that, I was playing centrally quite high. And, you know, that's what I want to get involved in. I want high, you know, good touches around the box, getting chances. You know, I back myself. I think if I get a chance, I'm confident I'll score. I think it's important to be confident in yourself or not much will happen for you, to be honest. But that's the sort of goal I'll be involved in.
Did Jim ever give you any idea of how he saw you playing before you signed? Because obviously, as you said, you're playing right wing, you're sitting behind the striker and things like that. So did he give you an impression of where he wanted you to play, or was it a bit like Grant Savory, just sort of like, you're coming in and you're going to play in this position?
I think Grant can play anywhere, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right, good player. But no, he did, he came to watch me against, I think it was Lossy Mouth on a Wednesday night, away, I'm pretty sure. And I was playing behind the striker, so that's the time he seen me. I didn't think I was actually that good that game, but yeah, that's where he seen me first. And I kind of said before I came, oh, like, where would you actually see me playing in your team, sort of thing? You know, just get an idea. And he just kind of said to me, I think, you know, I can play anywhere. You know, he said to me, he thinks I'm a good player, can hopefully you can play anywhere and you'll play, do a job for us. So, you know, like, if I get put anywhere on the pitch, I'll make sure I try my best and work hard and, you know, have a bit of quality as well.
Does that give you a bit of a boost then, you know, that he's saying, well, you can basically play anywhere in my team?
Yeah, it does give me confidence. I mean, I think it's important when you're playing out of position to get told that, because, you know, some people might freeze or think, no, this is my position, maybe even going up. I've seen that before, to be honest, but, you know, I'm just delighted to play, to be honest. Obviously, I don't think I've completed 90 minutes, or I've not had many, you know, too many starts. I hadn't started again, but I'm just delighted to play, to be honest.
Is it something you can learn sort of on the job then? If he says, right, you're going to be playing right wing today? Is that something you just have to learn on the during the game, or can you sort of work on it in training?
Well, we train once a week, so it's hard to work on them sort of things. But I think it is learning with experience. And you know, I'm 20 years old. Like I think that'll come with experience, learning to play different positions. But like I say, I'm just delighted to. If he puts me right wing, I'll be delighted to play right wing. I'll make sure to help the team as much as I can.
Okay, so we'll come on to more about Peterhead later, but I think it's a good opportunity for us to get to know you a bit more then. So, as you've pointed out there, you're only 20, so you're still a relative young man, half my age, I should say as well. So when did you start playing football then? Or as long as you can remember?
Yeah, I started playing for my school, must have been about 7, 8. And I got picked up by Inverness straight away. It would have been 7 or 8, I actually started playing for Inverness and progressed all the way up to progressed up to under-18s full-time, 2-year full-time deal when I turned 17, I think. 16, 17.
They've got quite a good network up in the Highlands of the Inverness.
I actually really enjoyed my youth career at Inverness. It was I worked with some really good coaches, you know, people like Charlie Christie, Ryan Essen, even people behind the scenes, Ronnie Duncan, Fiona McWilliams, you know, people like that. They really installed me how to work hard and, you know, make things happen for yourself, which I'm really grateful for. It's maybe just towards the end. I was probably let down by certain individuals, the way they'd done things towards the end. In my last year, I was pretty disappointed with, if I'm honest.
Yeah, did you have any football heroes? Did you like watching anybody in particular when you were younger?
I'm actually grew up supporting Aberdeen, funny enough. I was a season ticket holder with my old man when I was younger.
Yeah.
But knowing, I liked watching Graeme Shinnie and Ryan Christie. You know, just Inverness boys doing really well for themselves. And having Charlie as a coach, I know how much he emphasised how hard Ryan actually works to get his. So you know, we all kind of looked up to them. My age group, my younger.
I guess there are two examples of people coming from up in the Highlands of Inverness area that people can look at and I guess use as inspiration. Say, look, if you work hard, you can do well as a footballer. Even though you're from up this direction.
My age group was actually really successful growing up. I think we were quite highly regarded. And there's still some boys that are doing well, even from Inverness now. You know, like Roddy McGregor, Cammy Harper, Dan Mackay, he's at Kilmarnock now, I think. You know, they were all my age group at Inverness. Mm-hmm. And all doing well myself. We had a good group. So we all, even like growing up, we all knew, we looked at people like Graeme Shinnie, Brian Christie, Liam Polworth. People like that, Inverness boys that have done really well for themselves, and you know, hopefully we can all, you know, do well for stuff going in the future.
Yeah, you mentioned your debut in 2018. You must have been about 16 at the time, were you?
Yeah, I think I set up Daniel. Actually, he was 16 as well at the time. So yeah, it was a good day for both of us.
Was that one of those days where you get a couple of days' notice before you're in the squad, or had you been in and around the squad before then?
Yeah, I'd be getting on the bench and things like that, but we'd never know until like the team was announced if we'd be on the bench or not. It was always just kind of someone was injured or maybe someone got injured in the warm up. We'd find out then. And just happened that day, they had a few suspensions, I think, and someone got sent off 35 minutes in. So I thought, I kept saying to myself, there might be a chance here, finally. So I went for it. But I think we went 2-0 down, got back to 2-1, then lost 3-1. But like I said, it was ecstatic that day as well. I was only 16 at the time, so.
Could you sum up the kind of experience, or were you sort of just in awe of being on the pitch at that time?
I think it was just being in awe of the pitch, to be honest. What I worked so hard for, the whole group that we had, that youth group we had, we just worked all so hard for that. That moment, and to get it, I was absolutely buzzing. My family were watching. To be honest, even now, like I can barely remember it. To be honest, I think it was that much adrenaline.
Yeah.
I watch videos of it now and again to actually relive it, but like I say, I can't remember it now, if I'm honest.
So what type of player were you back then at that age?
I actually started off from under 13s onwards. I actually started off at right back. Started off as a right back, and then I slowly, as I turned about 16, 15, one of my coaches then thought I could play CDM, like a centre midfielder. So from under 15s up until I moved to Rothes, I'd be sitting midfielder. You know, I just try to break up play, simple passes, maybe give it to more forward players, wait for them to do something. But I was actually captain of our under-18s team and 17s team. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just kind of felt like I was kind of no-nonsense, do simple things, try to be a good example at the time, sort of player.
Yeah. You turned professional, as you said, later that year as well. But you didn't really go anywhere on loan until the following season. So were you just sort of still working at the under-18s at that time?
Yeah, well, we went a really good season with 18s. I think we won our league that year. We got trips away together. We're full-time your best mates. It was a really good year. 18s, we all really enjoyed it. And I do miss it sometimes. I still speak to all my mates and everything that was in that changing room. But, you know, 18s was a really good year for all of us before we all started to go alone and, you know, not play with each other as much. And boys would be training the first team, some boys would be training the 18s. So it wasn't really a group after the 18s, you know what I mean?
It's almost like the thing at school, isn't it? You're doing what you're enjoying your school thing, and then some leave to go to college, some stay on the fifth year or sixth year, some move on to jobs, and you just all sort of disappear and maybe start losing touch.
We didn't really think about it at the time. It was just more like there when we're all doing different things that we kind of look back and say, "Oh, wish we'd have got another year." Because COVID actually stopped the second year early. Of all of us together, it was March. So I had a 2-year full time deal, but I only got maybe a year and up until March after that.
Was there loans discussed prior to you going to Fort William then, or was it just a case of like you've had a successful year, it's time you're playing first team?
I think we played Aberdeen in a pre-season friendly at Elgin. And I think because I had a good year before, I was expecting maybe a few chances in pre-season. Mm. So on the training on the Thursday, I think he read out the team for that friendly. I think it was me, Roddy McGregor and Cammy Harper all starting. You know, I was nervous as anything. I kept saying to myself, you know, this might be my last chance to impress the gaffer at the time. But I ended up doing really well in that. I think I played really well in that. But then I think 2 weeks later we had a meeting all together. And John Robson just said, look, if you're not going to play here, we'll keep you all together. Keep you all together and send you out together. Which I think some people weren't too keen with at the time. But we ended up just doing it to stay as a group, if you get me.
Yeah, it's... we ended up going to Fort William, I think, was there about 9 or 10 of you went? All at one
point? 8 of us.
8.
A goalkeeper and 7 outfield.
Which is unusual, shall we say.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird for us as well, to be honest. Because, you know, you'd go down there and a lot of the Fort William boys, managers, and even the manager at the time, didn't want to play us all together. Like, you go down, they didn't want to play, they didn't want to say it was a Cali. You know, get people shouting on the sidelines, it's a Cali XI, second team. Yeah. So even, like, we sent 8 down, but sometimes there'll only be 5 of us starting. And you'd leave 3 on the bench just to play some of the other boys, and we kind of, you know, we'd say, well, it's not what we kind of signed up for, you know. Mm. Getting to play as a group, I was still playing my mates. We weren't doing particularly well, but had a few good moments. But, you know, I felt like towards the end I wanted to play with a better team, you know, have more of the ball. So I felt like I was going to progress. I was not getting the ball enough maybe as I wanted.
Had you expressed your concerns at this time to Inverness manager?
Yeah, we were coaches like Barry Wilson, we were all concerning we were all saying what we thought at the time, obviously. And obviously, they didn't really, because we played on Saturdays, they didn't really get watched as much as they wanted, probably. Mm-hmm. Also a concern, because how do they know we're going to develop if they're not actually watching us, if you get me?
Yeah.
And we were all kind of saying that, like, have, so that's why in January I kind of said, like, you know, if there is a chance for me to go somewhere different, then I will.
And I guess the position that Fort William's traditionally been in the last few years, you know, if you're looking at the results, you guys maybe aren't influencing the results, but maybe that's because, as you said, there was only maybe 2, 3 or 4 years playing at a time.
Yeah, well, we were all desperate to make sure that we could, you know, turn things. I think we got, you know, we got a few wins now and again. I scored a few goals as well, but like we played Rora as a team, like an 18s team, the week before the Highland League started. We all knew we were going on loan. Mm-hmm. So we had the boys from the first team, Daniel, Cammy, Roddy all playing, and all the boys that went for William. I think we drew 2-2. So we were all saying to each other, you know, this could be, like, this could actually work if we get a few decent players as well playing with us. We went down to Brora the week after the start of the Highland League season. Only 4 or 5 of us started, four of us started, and we got beat 6-0.
Aye.
I was like, oh, what's going on here? You know, it wasn't particularly a good time, but like I say, it's kind of out of the way now.
And you went to Roth as well that same season, did you?
Yeah, I knew, well, Ross Jack actually works at Inverness. He's a youth coach there. But I knew of him, and he kind of, you know, he came to me in the stadium in January and said, look, if you want to come here, I'd be really happy to have you. So once I spoke to Barry Wilson, Ryan Essen at the time, they agreed it'd be good for me to go.
Did you notice straight away the difference in quality between the two teams?
Yeah, it was even the manager, like Ross Jack as well, manager, the players. I knew some of the players as well, even from, you know, Inverness is quite a small place, so you know quite a lot of people. People like Ali Sutherland, who's quite well at Brora now. I knew all them. I knew they were had a good team, and I played against them, and they've always been a hard team to play against. And I noticed when I was there, I was getting a lot more of the ball, which was, I feel like, was an important step for me in progressing.
So were you still playing in that holding midfield role at that time, or was that the start of the progress to a more advanced player?
At that loan stage, I was playing more of a central role. I wasn't particularly, I was more box-to-box at that point. So I wasn't really that advanced yet, because Ali Sutherland at the time was playing in that advanced role, which he ended up leaving in the summer for Brora. So not yet, I was playing more central at that loan time.
And I know it was a really short spell because of COVID kicked in, but did you enjoy that first loan spell then at Rothes?
I loved it at the time. I was really disappointed that I didn't early. It let me know, it helped me get to know Ross Jack a lot more, kind of manager he is. It's also my, I'd say, first time away from playing with my mates, if you get me.
Yeah.
So it was a bit difficult as well, but I felt like it was a really good experience as well.
Yeah, I guess it's almost like it's the growing up side of things as well, that you move away, you stop playing with your mates, as you said, and you have to kind of do things on your own, if you like.
Yeah, 17, 18, I came in there, it's just, maybe I knew of them, but they hadn't particularly seen me before if they hadn't played against me. So I felt like it was more of a proving that I could play, even at that level, because I'd only played boys football, really.
Yeah.
So I had to prove to them that I was good enough to play for them, which I ended up doing, and you know, that's why I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so we'll have to mention the COVID situation, because obviously that affected you. How difficult a period of that 5-6 months was it for you? Were you furloughed at the time? Did you have concerns about, you know, maybe that was going to be it for you?
I actually, the first week after lockdown was announced, I couldn't handle being bored. I don't like to be bored. I like to be busy. I like to be doing stuff.
Yeah.
So I actually ended up going working for my dad just to actually make sure I was doing something. But we were furloughed at the time. But that's what I'm saying. I think we were let down by a few people in Inverness. Communication was pretty terrible, if I'm honest, with the club and the youth players at the time. It might have been the same with the first team players at contract, but with us, it was pretty terrible.
Was it just not keeping you up to date with what was happening, or just not talking about what was going to be happening?
Like I say, I don't think I really heard from Inverness from I'd say from about end of March or April all the way till June.
Really?
And it was kind of a fact of just on June get a random text Monday saying, "Oh, can you come to the stadium?" So I think then we'll speak about things. And then to go in, and it was even then kind of communication was, you still didn't know what was happening. And then after that, even after that, I was getting, and you still didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just, I say certain individuals, there's a lot of good people at Inverness.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's nothing against a lot of them. It's just, like I say, maybe let down by a certain few of the way they went about things at the time.
Does it make your time at Inverness, you look back on it and think, that the way it ended was poor? Do you look back on that and say, well, if the ending had been better, maybe I would have been a bit happier? Or?
Yeah, well, I think I was old enough more and mature enough to realise that about people getting released at that age, I knew it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think what got to me more was, you know, I was 18, I left school at 16 to go play football. I've been at Inverness since I was, 6, 7. And it was just kind of, it was actually at an agent at the time, and he just got a text saying, you know, looks unlikely now.
Mm.
And that was it. You know, it wasn't even them telling me, or, you know, there was no help with other clubs, there was no help with school, no help with anything, getting into anything. It was just kind of like, oh, that's you off, you know.
Did they give you any explanation as to why, or was it just a case of that's it, you're done?
No, I think, like I said, it was just a certain few individuals at the time. I think actually a lot of people, like I say, that whole group of boys was kind of hardly regarded at the time. So I got told a few things, you know. I think my height was mentioned, and you know, I was too small, and but I never got told to my face. So, but I've been told by other people, you know, that's what they're saying, you know, too small, or wouldn't be able to play in the championship, whatever. So, like I say, it makes you hungry, you know what I mean? Like, you want to prove it. You want to prove people wrong. I want to go ahead and like, wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, and there probably will be in years to come as well, that like yourself, they've been told they're too small, they'll never make it, and they've gone on to do really well. So it's maybe that was just an excuse, maybe, do you think?
Could possibly, but that, you know, they didn't really say it to my face at the time.
Yeah,
but like I say, like I understand that people get released from football. I understand it's ruthless. It happens every year to everyone. I think it's just the way they went about it, kind of. Like I say, certain people went about it at the club, which I wasn't too happy with at the time. But like I say, it's done now, and that's life goes on.
Do you still keep in touch with the people up in Inverness, or is that just a clean break altogether?
No, I still speak to, you know, when I see them, I still speak to. I like to keep in contact with Ryan Essam. Charlie Christie, when I see him, I'll speak to him, and my old coaches, I'll try to keep in touch with them. There'll be some that I won't keep in touch with as well. But
it's a long time to be at one club without having an affiliation with them, really, is it?
Yeah, that's what it was weird coming out of it, to be honest. Just being there for so long, being around the club, being in the stadium, doing everything, being with my mates every day. Like I say, life goes on, kind of. You move on, get over it eventually, which I think it's actually worked for the best, to be honest.
That's the positive way to look at it. That, you know, things might be bad at the time, but you know, you see how far you've come along. Then, but how long was it between leaving Inverness to then joining Rothes? What was the time frame?
So I think it was all up in the air. I was keeping in contact with Rothschild, because, you know, I had a few teams in the Highland League speaking to me, and it was in my head, if I could get a trial anywhere full-time or league teams at a time, I would. But I think with COVID and the uncertainty of everything, you know, teams were going on furlough, nothing was really materialising. So I was keeping in touch with Ross Jack, and I think the Highland League Cup semi-final and final was still to be played.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of said to me, look, there's only 2 games left. Come sign for us until the end of the season. You know, I think they're just playing these games to get them out with, out the way with, and I ended up doing it, and we ended up winning it. So that was a really good experience for me as well, you know, being young and going to men's football and winning a trophy was, you know, I'm really glad I've done it.
I hope it influences Ross Chapman, because you've mentioned him a few times there. Has he been a positive influence on you then?
I think he was brilliant in the end. Well, he gave me my confidence back, kind of love of football back, let me go play, just kind of let me do my thing, to be honest. You know, he's another one. Loves players to work hard, which I think I'm good at. I think it's one of my good attributes. I work really hard. So yeah, he's been really good to me. Like, enjoy, give my confidence back, and help me progress in my football.
Was there a sense of relief then once you signed for Rovers and you were playing, and as you said, you were winning trophies straight away? Was there that relief that you're back playing again?
Yeah, well, it was only two games, so I know I just won a trophy. I felt like I kept wanting to, in my head, I was like, oh, can I just get more games?
You're
in the middle of COVID, so it was a bit difficult. So it was just a case of, getting as fit as I can and come back in the summertime and play as well as I can. Maybe try to get noticed, add things to my game. Really focused on scoring goals, actually. That's something I really wanted to add to my game that season, which I managed to do, thankfully.
Yeah, you mentioned that your goals, I think the start of the following season, or the season that's just finished, and you 14 goals in 22, which is obviously a fairly good record at any level. But what was the differences then at the start of that season, and why did you end up getting more goals?
Well, I was never really known for my goals at Inverness, or even before that season at Rothes. Like, on the low, and I scored, I think, one or two, but I was never known for it at the time. But at the start of the season, my old man kept saying to me, "You need more goals," sort of thing. I was like, "I'll show him, man." But I know Ali Sutherland left, obviously, at the time. He was playing number 10, so I went number 10, and I just felt kind of, I felt good in myself, felt kind of natural playing there. Close to striker, getting close to the striker, going in behind, which I really enjoy. And I just felt like I think I went 6 games in a row of scoring in the league. So I just felt like every chance I got, I wasn't getting many chances, but I just felt like if I got a chance, I'd probably score it for some reason, playing a bit higher up, which I really enjoyed, obviously, at the time.
It seems that a lot of things, I guess you need a little bit of luck throughout your career, and as I said, you're still relatively young at the minute, but leaving the way you left Inverness, moving to Rothes, and then changing the positions, everything just seems to be falling for you at the right time in a way. And then obviously, because you scored so many goals at the start of the season, you get the move to Peterhead as well. So that thing of the disappointment of leaving Inverness, but then the continuation and just keep going and keep going, and things will work out strangely in a way.
Well, it wasn't my head after leaving Inverness. I think after the way it is, you kind of maybe get in your head a wee bit, they'll just chuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'll keep playing if that sort of things that happen. But I actually had a wee stint at Cove as well before I wrote this as a trial. But I think the second lockdown came after, and I just kind of fizzled out after that. But I really enjoyed training at Cove as well. But going to Rothes, I kind of just said to myself, look, I don't have it in me to chuck it. It's not my personality. So I'm going to work as hard as I can and see where things go. That was my attitude. I'll just work hard, see where things come. And, thankfully, it's kind of worked out. And I think even that's my attitude now. Just keep working hard and work as hard as I can and see where things go.
And maybe a case of trying to prove people wrong as well, maybe?
I think I was like that at the start. I don't think I'm so much like that now, to be honest. It's, you kind of move on, you learn from it, you live on. And like I say, I more do things for myself now. Work hard for me instead of trying to prove other people wrong.
I think we touched on it slightly earlier, but at what point did you know of Peterhead's interest before you signed?
So I think before I got COVID in December, I think Ross Jack, I think him and the gaffer might know each other. But he did say to me, I think there might be interest from some places and stuff. So I had an idea. And then it was the start of January. I actually, I think that's when teams can actually start moving in for players.
Mm-hmm.
Rothschild did let me know that it was Peterhead that were looking at me. As soon as he told me, you know, me and Rothschild kind of agreed at the time, I signed for Rothschild, that if a, you know, league team or anything came in for me, they would let me go. Mm-hmm. So when he said that, I kind of said, you know, I would be interested in speaking to them. And as soon as I spoke to, you know, the gaffer, Jim McAnally, I was interested straight away, to be honest. You know, I love the way we speak in at the time, so got me really interested.
And the trust that, or that you get from Jack Ross, you know, saying that, look, if a league team comes in for you, we're not going to stand in your way, I guess that just gives you that a little bit more respect towards him as a manager and as a person as well, is it?
Yeah, it's so easy for me. They didn't stand in my way at all. They just kind of said, look, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you speak to them, and if you decide you want to go, then we'll sort the part that we need to sort. So, yeah, I couldn't speak any higher. Even the chairman and everyone there didn't stand my way at all. Just kind of wanted what's best for me. Which is the right way to go about it, especially for young players wanting to get better.
Yeah. You left it late in the window, though. It was I think it was the last day of the window before the deal was actually done. Was that just because of things going in the background? And you mentioned your COVID there as well.
Yeah, it was just a fact of we had everything agreed. Literally everyone was agreed. I just needed to sign a bit of paper. So I was really bad with COVID, and I kind of said, can I have a few games to, I'm going to walk on and, you know, make an arse of myself, really.
Yeah.
Can you give me a few games to maybe get my sharpness and fitness back up? So we just, last day of the window, to get last game. I think it was, my last game was Wick away. So some trick for last game. But, yeah, we just waited until that game was out of the way with before I just need to sign a bit of paper.
What's Peterhead's reputation within the Highland League then? Do a lot of the Highland League players see it as a good stepping stone for their career, or do they think that it's because of the travel and it's maybe not a good place to go?
I think most Highland League players, especially young boys, if they got the chance, they'd be the same as me, they would jump to take. Especially working with someone, you know, Jim McAnally's well known around Scotland. So I think most young boys would take the opportunity to jump at it. And there's a lot of really good players in the Highland League.
Yeah.
I think could play higher. And I hope a few of them actually get a chance to do it at some point.
And of course, Jason, having been at Inverness as well and been released and has now been at Peterhead for so long as well, again, there's another player that guys in the Highland League can say, well, look, it can't be done.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, Jason's really hard worker as well. Like, he was never going to let that affect him, I think, being released from Inverness. But, you know, that is the aspiration for some boys in the Highland League, I think. To just play as tight as they can. You know, and if, who knows, one good season, that can do wonders for you.
It was a slightly unusual length of a contract, 2.5 years. It's not a traditional length of contract. I know maybe somebody signing for a League One side maybe would have signed an 18-month or a 6-month, but you're going with a 2.5. What was the reasons for such a long commitment?
I think it was me and the club kind of wanted it. I think that the way Peterhead are going, they want to look at more youth now. I think that's pretty obvious. So even I've had, before Peterhead, every deal I had was kind of 1 year, 1 year, 1 year. And I kind of wanted a bit of stability, you know. I wanted a bit of stability as well. So having a 2.5 was kind of, to give me half a season, another 2 seasons, you know, it's what I want. I think the club are going down that route anyway. So, but it gave me a lot of confidence knowing that they were, you know, keen for that as well. Because, I didn't know much about Peterhead before I came. So I didn't actually know how unusual it was. Until I seen on Twitter one time, I think it was summer 2022, 2023, 2024, and I was the only name under 2024. So I didn't actually realise how unusual it was until a few weeks after. But yeah, it was all like that type of stability.
Yeah, it's, I know Jason and Hamish, a year ago, they signed 2-year deals. Even then, that was slightly unusual. But we thought it was maybe a misprint on the website saying 2.5 years. But I think you're right. That's the way the club's going. And that's a good thing as well. And I know I spoke to Simon this time last season. He was speaking about it's about time that the club was signing these young players and getting something back from, you know, developing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like I say, that attracted me a wee bit as well, kind of knowing they were going down that youth route. I think he knows it'll be difficult sometimes with experience and playing with young teams.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you get a good run going with a young team, we've seen the energy we had in some games. You know, we're running right to the end, just with leg. We're having that bit of experience as well at the time to get us through it. Even, you know, I think Jason's only 25, 24, but I see him as a more experienced boy.
Yeah, he's one of the older boys now, and he's only 24, 25, so a lot of experience.
Yeah, but it did help me having younger boys there as well, just boys around my age to get settled in. You know, boys like Grant, he's around my age. Hamish a wee bit older, but Ryan Duncan, you know, around them ages, it's really good to have to settle in.
Yeah.
Because I think being around my age kind of, you know, helped me settle and speak to them and, you know, get me involved.
Did you notice a vast difference between the levels in League One to the Highland League?
Oh, yeah, it was, like I said, it was a big shock for me.
Yeah.
I did have a slow start, I think, to my Peterhead career. I'm not, I say, you know, expect high standards for myself. I was disappointed at the start, but I knew I was just getting used to it and I knew there was more to come at the time. But yeah, the difference even taking the ball and my back to goal, how fast people press you, how much time you don't get on the ball. But like I say, it was a challenge for myself and I'm just really enjoying trying to get better at it.
And some of the teams that we've been playing this season, some of the players individually as well, are really, really good players. Some of them I've played at the highest level in Scotland as well. So for you to be on the pitch with them must be good for you.
Yeah, so even playing full time teams, that's why I was so impressed with us when I first came, because I noticed how fit we were. And we're playing against full time teams, you know, like Falkirk, and I know there'll be more full time teams this year. But I think the way we train, the way we apply ourselves, we're actually, you know, we can keep up and we can be as sharp as them and give them a really good test. But, yeah, like I say, it was, even playing against, like, full-time teams, you did notice that bit of sharpness, that bit of fitness when playing against them. But like I say, I think we've shown that we can compete with them.
So, that leads me nicely on the next bit then. Now, what is the expectations for the coming season then? How do you see the new season? As you said, there's going to be a few more full-time teams in, so it will be tough as it was this past season. But what do you think? How do you think the season's going to go?
Yeah, I've seen a photo of things after the Edinburgh City game. I've seen a photo of the league, and just looking at it, it looked like a really, really tough league. Looking at it, but you know, it got me excited. These are teams you want to play against, big teams you want to play in, you know, bigger stadiums than Dunfermline, East End Park. You know, I'm just really looking forward to it. I think we're all looking forward to it. Not got a chance to really speak to many of the boys right now. Just from being away back in Inverness. Well, I'm sure when we go back, we'll see how excited the boys are. You know, pre-season is going to be difficult, I'm sure, especially trying to get fit to compete with these sort of teams. But, you know, we have Jim McAnally and Dave and people like that to make sure we're ready.
And of course, we've now got Jordan Brown as the new coach as well. How much are you looking forward to seeing what he's going to bring to the table?
Yeah, well, Jordan's actually the first person I probably properly knew there, just from being at Cove as well. So I always had an idea. I think he would end up being a coach. You know, his experience and how many games he's played, and even you know, I love before games. He's always speaking to me, giving me advice. He's played a similar position to me for Peterhead, I think. Playing behind the striker and playing that role. So, yeah, really looking forward to see what he does for us as well.
There is a few of the players have gone from the end of the season already. So, there is only maybe 10 or 12, I think, that are signed up at the moment as we record this. But there is, as you said earlier, it's a young squad. There is a couple of experienced players in there as well. But how excited are you to then, you know, get yourself to a full season and for period?
Yeah, I did have, at the time I was thinking, you know, being, I think, 20 at the time, moving to League One football halfway through the season, I knew how difficult it would be. So I'm really looking forward to actually having a pre-season, getting stronger. You know, I'm getting older, so I'll have a chance to mature more. I'll get stronger naturally, but even working hard, I'm just really looking forward to getting into it sort of thing. So yeah, I don't actually know when we're starting pre-season yet, but I'm sure it won't be too far away, considering the game's 10th of July, I think, first one.
Yeah, the League Cup. Yeah, but will you set yourself any targets personally in terms of maybe how many games you can get or how many goals you're going to get, or do you just look to get as many games as you can?
Like I said earlier, it's just kind of working hard and see where things take me. I know what I need to work on myself. You know, the gaffer's pretty straight talking as well. He'll tell you what needs to work on, what you're good at already. So I'll make sure I work on the things that I need to get better at and just see where it takes me, to be honest. I do like to maybe set some short-term targets at the start of the season, but I do like the attitude of working as hard as you can and see where it takes you.
And obviously, we know the League Cup draw has been made. It's quite an exciting draw. I think it's probably a fairly decent draw as well. How much are you looking forward to that opening game against Aberdeen?
Yeah, it's a really exciting draw. You know, groups four in Aberdeen. My whole family's Aberdeen fans, so they'll enjoy that one. But, you know, we'll get to play against Ryan Duncan as well, hopefully.
I don't say, will it say split loyalties with your family then, or will they fully be behind you?
I think my family will be behind me, apart from my dad. He'll probably support the Dons. They probably have his Dons stuff on there.
But, if there's anybody in the home men celebrating that and everybody go, we'll know who that is then.
You'll see him in his stuff, in it. But no, we know how difficult it'll be against Aberdeen. You know, I played against them a couple of years ago for Inverness, and that kind of, you know, was kind of a reality. We managed to get a draw that day. It was reality check against some of the players. You know, Scott Wright, Lewis Ferg that day, Scott McKenna. These players have gone on there.
Yeah.
You know, things. So we know how difficult it'll be, but it's more exciting than anything, if I'm honest.
It's been an intriguing time because obviously, as we said. We're in a bit of a rebuild at the moment. It looks as though everybody's going to be doing the same thing as well. They've released a lot of players and could be rebuilding as well. So it could be virtually two teams that nobody really knows much about.
Yeah, I think that looks exciting as well. It's on TV as well, I think so.
Yeah,
just really excited for everyone. Obviously, we have a building job as well as them. So even for us as a team, we're excited to see who comes in. I'm sure the gaffer's been through this before. I'm honestly really experienced, so I'm sure he'll do a good job in rebuilding.
Do you see the League Cup as a potential for, or realistically getting through, or do you see it maybe more as four additional games in pre-season ahead of the start of the League campaign?
No, I do think it's exciting, and we want to compete. You know, we want to do well against teams. You know, we look at, you know, cause some upsets there. I say it's more pressure on like Aberdeen and Raith, full-time teams from up against us. It's more pressure on them. Kind of, you know, they don't want any slip-ups against us, and we have a chance to have an upset against them. So that's right. There's not too much pressure on us against them teams, so just really looking forward to it.
Because Aberdeen's the first game, we could catch some cold, we could catch some unawares and before they've even really gotten going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That'll be their first competitive game back, so who knows what condition they're going to be in or how they'll line up. Or it's same for us with them. They'll have no idea how we're going to line up, probably.
I don't know. We didn't end up ourselves, so it's maybe the problem. In terms of the league, then, will there be a push for a playoff place, or will it again be a case of just staying in League One, do you think?
I think we just generally just want to start the season as we finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way we were playing, I know we've lost a lot of boys, but we've still got a good core of it. But the way we were playing pressing and playing good football, We're in a kind of a good run, so hopefully we can keep that going and just again see where it takes us. If we manage to solid the back and score more goals, just see where it takes us, and hopefully we'll climb the league and do better as last year. I think that should be the aim. Always try to do better than the year before.
Yeah, it should be an exciting season, regardless of where we finish. Because as you said, a lot of good teams, a lot of good players again in League One. So it should be exciting. It should be good for us as fans, but for you guys as players as well.
Yeah, that's that. We're all just so excited, I think. It's my first full season at this level, league football. So personally and as a team, I'm pretty sure we're all going to be up for it. As we should. If you can't get up for that sort of league, then I don't think it's maybe for you.
Yeah. As I said, the players just coming in, the players that you're playing against, they're top players, and for you to enhance your development, that can only be a good thing.
Yeah, well, I think that's the aim. You kind of want to play team job players and see how you do against them. Challenge yourself. I was probably playing, Jim McInerney seen me at Lothian Methoway. Then I went, no, I'm going to be playing against Aberdeen and Premier Sports, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to challenge myself to keep getting better and playing against these good players.
Right, Jack, on that note, we'll end it there, but I thank you very much again for your time. It was great talking to you, and hopefully, maybe this time next year we'll be talking about a decent season and maybe even a decent cup run as well.
Thanks for having me, appreciate it.
That's all. Wish you well all for next season then, all the best.
Okay, right, cheers.
Big thanks to Jack once again for taking the time out to speak with us. It was always great speaking to these guys. I do hope you've enjoyed that one, and we wish Jack all the best for the coming season. Once we'll be back again next week with another exciting interview, and do join us for then. But until then, enjoy your continued summer, and we will see you again very soon. Cheers.